This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans will be sweating in the blistering heat today. From the Northeast to Texas, it'll feel so hot that the National Weather Service is using the word dangerous. It'll be in the upper 90s in many areas, but it'll feel much hotter than that because of the humidity. For those in Northern California near the Oregon border, it's that wildfire that's been causing such misery. Harleen Schwander lost her home to the fire.
I'm sad, and everybody says it was just stuff, but it was all I had. And I've been single for a long time, and I'm going to have to cope.
The McKinney Fire near the Oregon border is only 10% contained. Firefighters expect it to stay stalled, though, over the weekend. Today, jurors in the trial of Florida school shooter Nicholas Cruz will visit the high school where 17 students and staffers were killed years ago. The AP's Donna Warder.
The 12 jurors and 10 alternates will be bused today to Parkland's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where Nicholas Cruz killed 14 students and 3 staff members 4 years ago. The building has been sealed and surrounded by a chain-link fence, and rooms inside the 3-story building are still blood-spattered with bullet holes. Prosecutors are hoping the visit will help prove that the former Stoneman Douglas students' actions were cold, calculated, heinous, and cruel. The 23-year-old Cruz pleaded guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder. This trial is only to decide whether he's sentenced to death or life without parole. I'm Donna Warder.
Taiwan canceled airline flights this morning as the Chinese Navy fired artillery and military drills near the island, retaliation for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this week. The price of gas is down to $4.13 a gallon this morning, down 14 cents in a week. This is AP News. Elon Musk's response to the Twitter lawsuit will be made public this week. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Elon Musk's response to Twitter's lawsuit over his attempt to pull out of a $44 billion offer to buy the social media company will be filed publicly by Friday. During a teleconference Wednesday, Chancellor Kathleen St. Jude McCormick directed the public filing be docketed by 5 p.m. Friday. Lawyers representing Musk wanted to file a public version of their answer and counterclaims in Delaware court Wednesday, but Twitter's attorney said they needed more time to review and possibly redact internal information in Musk's sealed filing. Musk, the world's richest man, agreed to buy Twitter in April and take it private. But in July, Musk indicated he wanted to back out of the deal, saying Twitter had failed to provide him with enough information about fake accounts on its service. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Dow gained 416 points yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.